Tape 2. Broken legs, blurred vision. There is a famous saying at La Ruta, says Urbina, who made it up. Whoever finishes the first day finishes the race. Unfortunately, that is not true. There was the story of the Mexican pro, supposedly a veteran of the Giro d'Italia, who bolted off the front for a few hours and had to be hospitalized at the finish. Doctors would not allow him to ride day two. And there was the story of John Rodham, a 35-year-old New York teacher who finished first American, that is, in 19th place overall, on day one in 1998. He was so depleted and dehydrated that he couldn't get out of bed on day two. He was discovered by a hotel maid that afternoon in a coma. He didn't come out of it for 4 days. I can relate. Trying to get out of bed on the morning of day two, I collapsed in a heap onto the floor. My calves and my thighs balled up into screaming clumps of pain. Booby-trapped like a human landmine, my muscles exploded again and again as I merely tried to brush my teeth or get dressed or squat down to tie my shoes. I got scared, intimidated like I'd never been at any bike event ever. Day two, an 11,000-foot climb from San Jose up the towering Irazu volcano is as legendary as day one. If I already had this much trouble just sitting on a toilet seat, trying to do that climb seemed insane. So for the first time in my life, before the ride even started, I dropped out. It hurt. I was thoroughly embarrassed to have to conquer day two by Jeep. La Ruta had destroyed me physically and psychologically. But before I headed home, Urbina gave me some perspective. I believe it is the hard things in life that help you learn the truth about yourself, said the founder, calmly intoning the words like a Buddhist monk. So think of La Ruta as a personal growth experience. 3 years later, I was shivering. Hot chocolate was spilling onto my shaking hand, but I was toasty compared to the vacant-eyed biker sitting across the room in the corner of this little mountainside restaurant. A frigid climb in a 33-degree wind chill and horizontal rain seemed to have made him catatonic, apparently unable to talk or think. His only movement was violent, spasmodic shuddering, as if he were a death row inmate being executed in the electric chair. This poor rookie, I could tell he was a rookie because he had no rain jacket or fleece vest, had made a classic mistake. Like dozens of others who had quit this day, he had come to sunny Costa Rica prepared for a tank top joyride in a tropical paradise of white sand beaches. He didn't expect a deep freeze on the storm-lashed shoulder of the 12,000-foot Irazu volcano. Hypothermia. Another extreme in a race of extreme beauty, distance, weather, and difficulty. Humidity and heat exhaustion one day, sleet and breathing out frost the next. Two-hour racers get burned out and confused here, said Urbina. They get surprised. They forget to read the brochure. By now, I could have written that brochure. I trained for 4 months back home with all-day back-to-back rides every Saturday and Sunday. Endlessly going up and down 10,000 feet a day to get used to it. At La Ruta, I ate continually and sucked down electrolyte fluids to prevent cramps. And I brought a thick fleece vest and windbreaker just for day two. which came in handy as we were pelted by sleet the last 1,500 feet. At the turnoff near the top, I warmed up with a wondrous Costa Rican specialty drink called Dulce Caliente. Then I plunged into the scary two-hour descent down the primitive backside of Yarazu. Miles of road composed entirely of baby head-sized rocks unleashed a bloody carnage that sent more than a few to hospitals in the nearby town of Tirialba, our home for the night. But in the brief moments when I stopped to steal a glimpse at the view below, I saw something unforgettable. The blue-on-blue Caribbean Sea framed by tiny brown humps and speckled with cotton balls. It took a second to realize that those were clouds and yet another mountain range. I was riding into a dazzling masterpiece painted by God himself. A revelation for an unreligious man who believes only in the holy cycling trinity of mountain, road, and tandem. Day three, clocking 63 miles and 6,000 feet of elevation gain, seemed relatively sane after the freezing volcano of day two and the legendary jungle mud and rivers of day one. But don't be fooled. The last day includes 20 miles of stutter bumps through broiling dull banana fields and 17 miles of brain-rattling railroad tracks, including precarious hiking over crocodile-infested rivers on the slippery ties of dilapidated railroad bridges. Eager to redeem myself for my 1997 failure and impatient behind some timid walkers, I sped up and lost my footing on one of the wooden beams. I fell through the ties up to my armpits, banging my forehead and slicing off 2 inches of skin down to my shin bone. But it could have been worse. While waiting for a friend who was freaking out crossing the tattered bridge, an American named Timothy Owen from Castro Valley, California, left his bike at the far end of the bridge and ran back to help. He turned around in time to see local kids pedaling off on his yellow $3,400 specialized FSR XC dual suspension. Since his friend had DNF'd on day one, he gave Owen his bike so he could officially finish. Just finishing La Ruta, especially on your first time, is an achievement. When I crossed the seaside finish line in Limon on the Caribbean coast with my first complete La Ruta on my second try, my cumulative time of 30 hours, 45 minutes put me about 13 hours behind the winner and 100th out of 103 finishers. That sounds bad. But it's not as bad as it sounds, because 100 of the starters didn't finish. That means I actually finished in the top half of a bike event for the first time in my life. Like Roman Urbina says, it is in the hard things that you learn the truth about yourself. I'd failed in my first try, but learned, came back, and succeeded. Over the years, I've returned to La Ruta 6 more times and finished every one, including in 2017, 20 years after I did my first. Whether you're young or old, there's something exciting about knowing that you still have a lot to learn.